Good to be back on the broadcast again today. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. I'm Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you again the Word of God from God's precious book. Get back to the Bible. Pick our Bibles up. Get the dust off of them and get to reading them. Handle the pages. Turn the pages. Search the Scriptures. In them you think you have eternal life. These are they which testify of me, Jesus said. So look in the Bible. You'll find out more about the Lord Jesus. Every time that you look, you'll learn something about the Savior. What a joy it is to be here this morning. Thank you for taking time to tune us in this morning, the broadcast. Hope we can be a blessing to your heart today and be an uplift to your soul this morning, and especially to those that are not able to get out to be in the house of God. You can't go anywhere. You can't even go to Walmart and places like that. You just can't go, and you're shut in, and I trust it'll be a blessing out of your heart today. And then to those that are sick, I want to remember them in prayer this morning. I trust it'll be a blessing to you. And then to those especially that are not saved, I hope something today will be said, something the Holy Spirit will do to prod your heart to turn to the Savior this morning. Get saved before it's too late. Jesus is coming soon, and if you don't get ready, you're going to have to meet God in the state that you're in. It'd be too late then. Church will be gone, and saints of God will gather out in glory, and you'll be left behind. Jesus is coming after his bride, which is the church of the living God. Every born-again believer will go with him when he comes. Now, some may dispute that, but you've got a right to be wrong if you want to. But I'm glad the Lord's coming after his bride. It's not going to be an incomplete bride. It's going to be a complete bride at the marriage supper of the Lamb. That'll be where Jesus is. And I'm looking forward to that day. What a day that's going to be. You want to send it out to those that are faithful, that are loving the Lord, going to church, faithful to train your family, love the Lord Jesus, and faithful to the house of God. I want to send it out to you this morning. Hope God will encourage your heart this morning, that you would just stay faithful to him until the Lord comes, and just stay with him and love him. And it's worth it all. And it'll be worth it all when you get to glory. But I want to say it's worth it all down here. My, the rewards of following Jesus down here is such a blessing. So it's good to be here this morning. Hope the program will be a blessing to your heart today. I appreciate your prayers, those prayed for us. We had recovery time since we had the heart attack. And we thank God for your prayers. And for God's mercy and grace, he's still good. Whatever he does is going to be good. Amen. And so it's good to be saved this morning by his wonderful grace. We're going to go with the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs today. You've got family. You've got friends. You've got someone that needs to be carried to the throne of grace, and want to do that today, that God might touch their hearts, bring Holy Ghost conviction upon their lives. That's the only way they're going to get to God, is through the Holy Spirit conviction that draws them to the Savior. Fathers, we bow in your presence this morning. Thank you for this day, the privilege, Lord, once again to approach your throne of grace through the precious blood, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for mercy and for help in the time of need, for your strength and your grace that's always been sufficient through whatever need we're going through with, whatever situation that we're facing. God, you've always been good. Your grace has been there. And I want to thank you for that. And I pray, you, Lord, you touch every need in Radio Land today. Those that are calling on your name now that have needs in their life, I pray you'd speak to hearts. Convict the sinner this morning. Draw them to yourself. And then, Lord, touch those that's got needs today. I pray you'd answer their prayer according to your perfect will. Lead us now in the Word of God this morning. Bless the church services today. Be real in everything that's done. We'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we going to have some songs this morning and hope it'll be a real blessing to your heart today and be an uplift to you. Now, don't forget, be in church this morning. We'd love to see you come to visit with us where we're members at here at Mountain View Baptist Church. We'd love to have you come today to be in the house of God with us again. And Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. Come to Sunday school. I don't know why folks don't want to come to Sunday school. It's a part of church. When I joined the church, I joined everything about it. And I want to be a part of it. Amen. And so you come to Sunday school today at 10 o'clock, 10:45. Worship service, and then 5 at Sunday evening, 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening, time of prayer and fellowship around the Word of God. And so you come be with us this week. Come to church this morning and get up, get ready. Get out of that chair. Get out of that bed. Get up where you at and get up, get ready this morning. Find your place in the house of God today, and you'll be blessed of that if you'll do. Whether you're lost and you go and get saved, my, that would be a blessing. Or whether you're away from God, you've drifting out into sin, cold in it, it don't matter where you go to church or not. Something's wrong in your spiritual life. I tell you, get up and get it right with God today. And then faithful folk be there in your place this morning in the house of God. You'll get blessed to the Lord. Amen. Have some song now. Hope be a blessing to you as they sing.
Rock of ages, could not atone.
Amen. I tell you, he's a rock to hide in. Amen. What a Savior that we have this morning. Thank God for him that died for us. I hope that was a blessing to you. Have another one now. I hope you enjoy it this morning.
Dark Calvary, I hope and pray that they see. see Jesus in me. I hope and pray that they see Jesus in me.
Amen. Well, I tell you, folks ought to see Jesus in us. And if they don't, there's something wrong with us, because we're saved by God's grace. We're put in this world to be a light to these around us, to represent the light of the Lord Jesus. And they ought to see Jesus in us. Amen. Philemon. We've been reading the book of Philemon the last couple of Sundays. We want to go back there this morning. There's a lot of practical truths here I want to bring out today. Concerning, of course, folks that get saved by God's grace. And it's a wonderful thing when a person gets born again. It's a wonderful thing when they get things right in their life and want to set it right and begin to do right and see God change that heart and life. Boy, I tell you, it's a joy to see that. And here is the same thing. This is exactly what happened to Onesimus when he met Paul in the jailhouse and he got saved. And Paul sent him back to his master, which was, of course, Philemon, who had a church in his house. And I imagine that at times Onesimus had probably been there in that church, but he was indebted to Philemon and stole from him and run away. Left his servitude there that he owed him, and he got saved, and God's merciful grace put him in the right place to where Paul was at, and he got born again. And so Paul's writing to Philemon here, and he said, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I begotten in the law, in my bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again. Thou therefore receive him, that he is mine own bowels, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. But without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be as it were of necessity, but willingly. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever. Not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. And if thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. If he hath wronged thee or oweth thee in aught, put that on mine account. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it. Albeit I do not say to thee how much thou owest unto me, even thine own self besides. Yea, brother, let me have joy of the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. Now, I want to use that right there for a thought today for just a few minutes here on the joy desired by Paul. He made a statement here to Philemon. He made a statement to him. He said, let me have joy of the Lord, of thee in the Lord. Let me have joy of thee in the Lord. And it of course depended upon Philemon's response to what he should be doing and would do with Onesimus. And so this is something that Paul wanted to have joy of Philemon in the Lord. And he was enjoying some things. You know, there's joy in serving God. There's joy in preaching Jesus. There's joy in living for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul wanted to have his joy fulfilled in Philemon and seeing him do the thing that was right toward this runaway slave, Onesimus, that had stolen from him, was a thief, but he got born again and now was going back with a letter from Paul to Philemon. And so Paul was desiring a joy, the joy desired by Paul. First of all, he desired to have joy in the Lord. A joy in the Lord. No greater joy have I than these, than to see that my children walk in truth. And that's one of the themes of the New Testament and the writers, of course, that when we see those that are saved by God's grace and have real joy on seeing them as they respond to the Lord and get saved and then begin to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord and grow in grace and walk in truth. And that's that's what is a real joy to those that are preaching the gospel, and especially a pastor, a man of God, that when he sees that there's no greater joy than to see his children walk in truth. Those that have responded to the Word of God, and those that have gotten saved by God's grace, and they respond, and they begin to grow. And Paul said, I want to have that kind of joy in you, in the Lord. I want to have that kind of joy, the joy in the Lord. I want to have that joy. And we need to have that real joy in the Lord. We don't have to go around with a long face in this world today, but we have a reason to rejoice in the Lord and to enjoy the blessings of God. And so, there were some things that Paul desired to see and have joy because of what that Philemon was doing. Secondly, you'll find that there's a joy of a willing acceptance of a brother, accepting a brother. Now, in verses 16, the Bible said, I'm talking about Onesimus now, but not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. The joy of him receiving this man that had gotten saved as a brother in the Lord. Reception as a brother. Boy, that's a real joy to see when folks accept the sinner that's gotten saved as a brother in the Lord. And that's a real joy. Now, the problem of it is sometimes if it's somebody that we know, if there's somebody we've had experiences with in the past that wasn't very pleasant, if there's somebody that we're aware of their past life and what they've been doing, and they get saved and make a profession of faith in the Lord, and then, brother, there's a real problem sometimes of folks accepting them as getting saved by God's grace, and they don't believe it, or they say, it's hard for me to go along with it, but they just don't believe it. But the real joy is accepting the knowledge and the fact that person got saved by God's grace and rejoicing with them in the Lord. And so Paul was rejoicing in Philemon, with Philemon, and he in time passed, and now he won't rejoice with him as he accepted a sinner that had gotten saved as a brother in the Lord. But it meant more to Philemon than that. He was a runaway slave. He'd stolen from him, and so there was something that Philemon was having to deal with, and Paul knew the problem that was facing him when he was accepting this man back as a brother in the Lord and as a brother in the flesh. He had a problem with that. And so there was reinforced that I want to have joy in the Lord to hear of you accepting him as a brother. So Paul said how much more a brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more unto thee. Paul said it meant a whole lot to me, but it's going to mean a whole lot more to you. You know what he was getting back? He was getting back a sinner saved by grace, somebody that was willing to make up for what he had done in the past and wanted to come back and be accepted in the church there. And in Philemon's home, and do what it was right to him. And so the joy was accepting him, coming back. What a joy it was to see him. And I believe the end results of it was that Philemon rejoiced in the Lord with Paul, and the fact that Onesimus had gotten saved by God's grace. After all, brother, what's greater than to see a sinner saved by the grace of God? What's greater than that? Nothing greater than to see a sinner saved by grace. And so Paul had to want to have the joy of seeing him, accept him as a brother, and doing what was right as a child of God. And then, of course, the joy that Paul was wanting to have also was the joy of paying the account of somebody else. And oh, to have the joy of paying somebody else's debt. Amen. I mean, brother, it's a real joy when you can step up and help somebody in the Lord that had gotten saved by God's grace, and brother, help them in material ways that God leads you to do. What a blessing it is. And Paul was willing to do that. He was willing, of course, to pay back what Philemon owed by Onesimus, and he was willing to pay that back. It was a joy to do that. And Paul enjoyed paying somebody else's debt. He enjoyed giving alms to somebody else that was in need. He enjoyed paying his tithes eyes in the Lord. Brother, that was real joy in that. So the joy is, brother, having some sinner had to get on his feet and get things right before God and before the community. And what a joy it was for Paul to see that and see Philemon accepting thy help and accepting the word of the Apostle Paul. And then, of course, not only that, but seeing obedience in a servant, seeing the obedience in a servant. And the Bible said, having confidence in the flesh, having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou shalt also do more than I say. Have the obedience of a servant. Boy, it's a real joy when you can see a servant, brother. Brother, I said, being obedient to the Lord and doing the things that right concerning those that are saved by God's grace, that's trying to get away from that old past life and those old past habits and the things they're going through with. And brother, mentor them and draw them closer to the Lord and closer to yourself, and brother, obedience as a servant and recognizing the need to help somebody along the way. Somebody out there needs some help that's got saved by God's grace. Amen. And so there's the obedience of a servant. And that was real joy in Paul's life to see that. And not only that, but the joy that Paul was enjoying. A lot of folks says, well, I don't want to be a Christian because, you know, it'd be such a boring life. You just go to church and you just pray and you just read a Bible. Well, when you get saved, you're looking from different eyes. You're looking from a different place. You're experiencing the things of the joy of the Lord and the grace. There's no greater joy than to be born into the family of God and the joy of a servant and enjoy the fellowship that a servant has with others. In verses 21, listen, verses 21, I believe it now, verses 22, the Bible said, but withal prepare me also a lodging, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. And Paul said, I want to go see you folks. I want to come back and hear what you've done concerning Onesimus and see the inclusion of him in the fellowship of the church and in the fellowship of the Lord and fellowshipping with you as children of God. I want to come back and see that. And I tell you, brother, that's the real joy there is in serving God and fellowshipping with God's people. And there's nothing greater than that, fellowshipping with God's people, because we got something in common. We've all been washed in the blood. We've all a servant of Jesus Christ, and it's real joy in serving the Lord. There's real joy in it, in praying, joy in studying the Word of God, and joy in praying, and hearing the preaching of the Word of God, and joy in hearing the teaching of the Word of God in Sunday school. Amen. There's real joy in listening to the Word of God. Amen. And so it's a joy. And Paul said, there's some joy to me to know that this man's coming back and you're accepting him in the church and you're enjoying the fellowship of him and with you there. Thank God for that. So it's a real joy today to be saved. Amen. Amen. Thank God for Philemon. Thank God for Onesimus. Thank God for Paul. God bless you. Until next Sunday is our prayer.